Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was fun. It was impromptu.
Impromptu Dork Forest.
Impromptu Dork Forest. Ran into a friend early today and told her that I had just done the Dork Forest with Amy Height, who's a mutual friend. And she was like, why haven't I been on? And I said, what is your dorkdom? And she said that she enjoys the Narnia series.
Oh, yes.
And then for 57 minutes.
As did I.
I did not.
Oh, you did
never
not.
Read it.
Really?
Tried to read it, couldn't get into it.
Really?
Now,
very interesting.
Committed to reading The Magician's Nephew and The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. She said, read those two. The rest of them, hit and miss.
The Magician's Nephew
is a prequel.
Late. Oh, a prequel. Oh, yeah. Interesting. I don't think I've ever read that one.
Origin story.
Uh-huh.
She recommends that's chronological. She recommends chronological. A lot of people recommend in published order,
and she
went chronological.
Okay.
I didn't read it. I didn't read it as a child.
Right. I read them in junior high, I believe.
I read all of, like, The Hobbit and Dragon Riders all in early college when I was, like, 19.
Okay, yep.
And even Hitchhikers.
Yep.
And the window had not been closed because I was on board. But I think I tried to read Narnia just like 5 years ago or 10 years ago, and it was too late.
It's too much.
But
too
I could try again.
I think you should try again. I think they're good.
Yeah. So Gnome was great, and it was plug and play.
Full hour of Narnia talk?
Well, we weeded off into Philip Pullman. We did a little bit of other C.S. Lewis. We did some Harry Potter.
Okay.
She
a lot of growing up Bildungsromans, that is, growing up tales.
Yes, a coming of age. A lot of coming of age
stories.
Right. We did not touch the Earthsea trilogy of quadrupleism.
Okay, right.
And I bet you she would have read that as well.
I'm sure. I'm sure it's right in that. It's right in the pocket, right?
Right in the pocket, right in the sweet spot. But it was a great episode, and it was super fun.
Neat.